We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
I'm the token boy.
Yeah, buddy, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
That open.
Yes, sir.
Love that open. Florida Panthers. Florida Panthers, let's go. You know what I couldn't believe last night? I mean, it was a great game, and it was another spicy game. Wasn't as spicy as Saturday night, but it was a great game. But I couldn't believe my Twitter timeline. Everyone was tweeting about the Panthers. You know? Like, There's times where they've flirted with the playoffs before. There's times where they've been in the playoffs before. This team is so good, and they throttled Tampa so poor. I mean, Saturday and Monday, what they did to Tampa, a team that really is an evenly matched, if not better, hockey team than the Panthers, they throttled them when it counted on Saturday and last night. And it was fun as hell. And South Florida seems to be eating up the Florida Panthers, as they should. And this round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, home ice advantage, will be with the Florida Panthers at the BB&T Center. And we don't know when it is yet, but when we know, obviously, we'll share it with everybody. But, man, it's just fun. I mean, we've enjoyed this team the entire season, but I think some people are just getting around to discovering this team. But, man, are they fun. And not just fun, Crowder. They are good.
Yes.
Like, good, good.
And we talked about it last week before the two Tampa games, where this is a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you've walked in and got knocked out twice in a row, that third time you're walking in to fight that person, you're going to be a little skeptical about your approach to that game. So, yes. Two butt whoopings, and last night was just embarrassing. Out-hustled,
yep.
Out-skated. Defense was, you know, Driedger was playing out of his mind.
Oh,
yes.
He was unbelievable.
Knowing that they're about to play a seven-game series is I'm very happy about this team, and I'm sure we'll put some wagers on this because I feel good about this one.
We had a nice little wager on the Panthers last night. Mm-hmm. Panthers mm-hmm. were a minus 140 favorite, but we took it, and it was never in doubt. So
no.
A lot of fun last night. And then tonight, and Solano will get to it in the headlines, but tonight a huge one for the Miami Heat, because as we're now locked in for the playoffs and the Florida Panthers, the Heat still has a little bit of wiggle room here. Could be the 1-6 seed, which means they're not in the play-in games. Or they might end up a 7-10 seed, which means play-in games. Tonight can put an end to all of that with a victory in Boston. Jaylen Brown is out for the remainder of the season, and the Heat are a slight favorite tonight. So in Boston, but a huge game. So we got a lot to get to today. This is where it gets fun, and it is definitely fun. So let's start headlines. Let's get headlines to start the show. And our own Alejandro Solana.
You know what they say, lightning doesn't strike twice.
What are you referencing?
I just wanted to be silent because it sounded like he came up with that at like 9 this morning and was waiting for 204 to unveil that on the world.
I stole it from Tobin and Robbie this morning, but I've been holding on. I've been holding on to that since 6:15 a.m. And
creative stuff they do on that show, that's what you decided to steal?
I got nothing from you guys. I've been holding on to that since 6:15, and I got nothing.
Well, it would have made more sense if the Lightning had beaten them Saturday and then weren't able to finish it tonight, and then you would say Lightning doesn't strike twice, because Lightning didn't even strike once.
Well, Lightning struck when they won the Stanley Cup championship last year, and I think it's fair to say, maybe it's not fair to say, but I'm going to say it anyways.
I can already tell how dumb this is. So you're going to say, because the Lightning lost the two final regular season games, they're not going to repeat as Stanley Cup champions?
I will say it. I will have the guts. The Florida Panthers are a better hockey team than the Tampa Bay Lightning. Nothing Tampa does is better than anything South Florida has to offer. And this year, quite possibly for the first time in a very long time, that includes hockey.
All right. Well, Lightning doesn't strike twice, Crowder.
I don't get it.
If you're playing along at home, folks, it strikes once, not twice.
Oh, good about that, too. I've had that written down since 6:15 in the morning, and really? And I got nothing from you guys. I mean, come
well,
on.
They do
the Panthers
such creative and clever stuff on Tobin and Leroy's show. And
they do.
And you stole something that's not creative or correct. Like, it just doesn't make any sense in that scenario.
That's the name of the team in it. That's it.
Locked up the 2 seed. Did the Florida Panthers yesterday, and home ice in the playoffs. They finish on a 6-game winning streak, 79 points this season for your Florida Panthers. And how about Chris Drieger securing a shutout in his first game back after injury? I don't know exactly what day the playoffs start, but it's probably going to be late next weekend, right, Hawk?
It'll be the NHL playoffs are going to start Saturday night with Washington and someone else. I forget who else. And so the Panthers won't play till at least Sunday. So I would say either Sunday or Monday.
Big game for the Heat tonight in Boston. It's a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. Remember, that game was moved from 7 to 7:30 because it's on national TV tonight. So if you're watching on TV, no Bally Sports Sun, only TNT. Everyone is available for the Heat tonight other than Victor Oladipo, who's MIA. And Jaylen Brown, he's out for the season for the Boston Celtics.
You know what they say? They're magically delicious.
Hmm?
I don't know.
They're delicious.
Lucky Charms. Boston Celtics, four-leaf clover, they're magically delicious.
Tatum is delicious? Well, I don't get this one either.
I was just trying to build on what he did.
Listen, you didn't give me anything, so I'm not giving you anything for the rest of the show, all right?
I was being you. I was parodying you.
I didn't see it.
I didn't really believe they're magically delicious.
Leave the comedy to me, Hawk. Leave the comedy to me.
If I do, you see what happens.
The Marlins, they lost 5-2 in Arizona last night. Tough stretch here for the Miami Marlins. Game 2 of this 4-game series versus Arizona is tonight, another 9:40 p.m. start time. It's Pablo Lopez on the mound. The Fish, they're not favorites tonight. It's Marlins plus 105 in Arizona.
Somebody says, that was as bad as your cheese L bowl.
Oh, it can't get worse than that.
That one was the absolute worst, because lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place is an actual thought and saying. The cheese elbow was just, I don't know what that was.
Some of my finest work.
Yeah.
Some NBA news. So yesterday, the Hawks beat the Wizards 125-104. That's not great news for Miami and their quest to the number 5 seed. However, yesterday, Russell Westbrook, he broke Oscar Robertson's triple-double record. He recorded his 182nd triple-double. Shout out to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, it's an insane number of triple-doubles. I mean, people forget, because of how easily he does it, people forget just how difficult it is to put up a triple-double. I mean, it's an insane number.
There was a video going around on Twitter where, like, all the NBA legends were talking about the hardest, you know, the records that would never be broken, and everybody brought up Oscar Robertson's record.
Yes, that it would never be broken. Yep.
Yeah, and it was like Magic Johnson saying definitively, that one's in the record books forever.
Yeah.
And then Russ did his thing.
Finally, guys, enter Miami's Dry Pink Stadium. It's going to operate at full capacity in just a couple of weeks, starting May 29th when they host DC United.
Yep. I saw that, and the Panthers, they're going up to 9,000 fans at the BB&T Center for the playoffs. It's been around 5,000. I think it's been like 25%, and they're going up to 47%. So, and I would imagine when football season rolls around, Hard Rock Stadium for Hurricanes and Dolphins games, my guess is, will be at full capacity. So we're getting back to normal.
There we go. Can't wait.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
All right, should I share with everybody the worst program director that we've ever had? I don't know if you agree with me or not, but he wrote something today that stuck in my craw. Is it? Do you know who I'm talking about? Obviously.
Yeah, well, yes, you described him perfectly. Terrible program director.
Yeah.
Hit it on the head, Hawk.
So this dude, his name was Ryan McGuire. He was the program director before our current program director, Len Weiner. And Crowder and I had different program directors when we were at 560. Andy King was the program director, who's a terrific program director. And you probably had George Sedano as your PD, right? Yeah.
Yep, George, him, the guy that moved to Columbia.
Yeah, I never worked for him, so I can't.
About four of them, yeah. But George and Andy were the two at 560. Then I got Ryan, and I saw the other side of the pillow.
Yeah, and I was PD at 790 The Ticket for many years, and I thought I was good enough at 790 The Ticket as the program director. I mean, I was good enough. I got nominated twice for Radio Station of the Year for the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Awards. So I feel like I have a pretty good ear for radio, and we've done this for a long time. I've had a pretty long career in Miami. But they bring this dude in, Ryan McGuire. This had to be like 8 years ago, because I had just started at QAM. And it's like 7, 8 years ago. Anywho, this dude now writes for Barrett Sports Media. He's also executive producer for the White Sox broadcasts on ESPN Radio in Chicago, where Waddle and Sylvie work, our friend Sylvie. But this guy, Ryan McGuire, he writes a column for Barrett Sports Media. Barrett Sports Media is like a trade magazine for talk radio. And they did a story on me, a profile of me a couple weeks ago, if you remember. I had very nice things to say about Crowder and Solana. It was a real nice profile that they did on me. So Ryan McGuire, today, there's a story published, Four Sins Sports Radio Hosts Should Repent For. And Ryan McGuire, our old program director, wrote this. And part of it says, now that I'm writing for the sports side of Barrett Media, I'm going back to my roots and I'm doing a lot of listening to sports radio in my spare time. Hey, you need to listen more, buddy, okay? You needed to listen more when you first got here, and you still need to listen more. This dude was so bad. I when I tell you a bad program director, he takes over for Andy King, who was an outgoing, gregarious individual. And Andy had done nothing wrong. We had just gotten bought by CBS. CBS had taken over our stations. We were a Beasley Group, and CBS brought in a couple of people, Ryan McGuire being one of them. And he gets to the station, and this dude literally would walk up the stairs. You know, we were upstairs in the loft. He would walk up the stairs, would not say hello to anybody. This is radio. You know how much fun Crowder and I like to have.
Yes.
Everybody around the radio station. This dude would walk up the stairs, would not say hello to anyone, would close the door of his office, would stay behind his closed door for 8 hours, and then would emerge, walk down the stairs, and go home. Am I lying?
No, not only when he'd open it to tell us we're too loud and shut up.
Right, yeah, that was about it.
Because we were having too much fun out there in the little bullpen.
Because we were having fun. He hated fun. So this guy, I happen to be reading the story this morning. This dude's, taking terrible phone calls. That's one of the sins, right? Starting slow is another one of the sins, he writes. And it's like, I need you to come with your best stuff first. Well, no, you know what? A lot of people tune in to hear shows like ours that have been on for years because they're part of the show. They're friends with us. We're friends with them. We talk via text, Twitter. Like, we can start out with how was your trip. I don't have to start. I'm not trying to garner some station flipper on the AM dial, McGuire, in 2021 when everyone listens to stuff at their leisure, when they want to listen to it. So already his first one, starting slow, I would always tell my hosts, I want them coming out of the gate swinging. Get to the heart of what you want to talk about, because people tuning in don't have the patience for you to get warmed up. I mean, it's such garbage. It's like, that is such radio hoo-ha garbage. I can't even begin to tell you. I can't begin to tell you. But I get to the, then he says, taking terrible phone calls. Then his number three sin, falling down a rabbit hole. This was written to me. This was written to me without mentioning my name. He writes, this is one that really gets to me, and I still hear it far too often. Sports media ADD is a major, major problem. Odds are you've heard it. A show starts talking about one thing, and then it goes off the rails by talking about something completely uninteresting and irrelevant. Often the hosts are guilty of self-sabotage, and it makes for terrible radio. Maybe they get distracted by something in the studio. Maybe a co-host, caller, or producer tries to change the subject or take the conversation in a different direction. There are countless examples. Now, this is me. I remember once listening to a host who started out by talking about a major move one of the local teams made and somehow segued into asking listeners if a hot dog was a sandwich. Again, this is me, by the way. This is me. Mm-hmm. How did he get there? He did an aside on how he had a hot dog for lunch that day and sucked the show into a vortex of one of the dumbest questions ever created. Sports radio is not a fish concert. No one wants to listen to you jam randomly for hours at a time, making up things as you go along. If you want to live in that kind of world, go do a podcast where TSL and tune-ins aren't as important. Every segment is like a trip. You're taking listeners to a destination. Don't pull off the road every time you think you see something interesting. That dude can go straight to Radio Hell, which is, by the way, where he resides. That dude, Ryan McGuire, has bounced from station to station because he is useless at what he does every time he ends up at a station. And he's useless because of garbage like that crap. I'll tell you another thing about Ryan McGuire. Big old decision-making Ryan McGuire gets to 560 QAM. Do you know one of the first things he does?
What's that?
He gets rid of Victor Bermudez as the executive producer of the Miami Hurricanes football broadcasts. Anyone who knows radio knows that Victor is so overqualified to do Miami Hurricanes football broadcasts on the radio. He loves the orange and green.
Oh, my goodness.
He lives for Hurricanes football. And he puts out the best radio broadcast that is put out in South Florida sports. Period. End of story. Victor Bermudez's Miami Hurricanes football broadcasts are the best local sports broadcasts of any sport, any franchise in town. Ryan McGuire's first move is to get rid of Victor and say, I'll just do it myself. Spoiler alert. Ryan did it himself for about 2 weeks, found out just how incapable he was, and ran back to Victor to get him back.
Ryan comes in. Andy King was the program director when Ryan replaced him, and then Andy King was named the executive producer of my show. Ryan tells Andy, you might want to be looking for another job because you're not going to make it here. Andy King right now, he's the director of sports programming at Sirius XM. Ryan McGuire, he's the executive producer of the Chicago White Sox broadcasts. He's Victor Bermudez, but worse, in Chicago. Jackass. I mean, just a complete and utter jackass, that guy. The worst program director I have ever worked for. And that guy to take a veiled shot at me in the Barrett Sports Media today, the dumbest conversation. Yeah, go see who's done is a hot dog a sandwich. From SportsCenter to PTI to the Lebatard Show to Jimmy Fallon. We did it first, by the way. But everyone who's worth anything has done it. Ryan McGuire said to me when he first got here, and then Ryan McGuire flamed out here and he got replaced. And then Ryan McGuire went to KIRO in Seattle, and guess what? Didn't make it there and got replaced. And guess what's going to happen to him? Spoiler alert, guess what's going to happen to him at ESPN Radio in Chicago? You're going to be replaced, Ryan. You stink at what you do. You're terrible. But when he gets here, he's got all these great ideas for the radio station, including a jingle from 1953. Sports radio, WQAN. Does anybody remember that god-awful jingle? His idea, in whenever he got here, 2014, 2015, whatever it was, his great idea was to bring back a jingle that was outdated when Jack Parr was playing it on The Tonight Show in 1959. Idiot. Just a clown, that guy.
So when y'all getting together, man, it seems like y'all have some stuff to talk out.
I mean, that guy was truly the worst. I had had it with him about 3 months into his tenure as program director, and I let him have it in the hallway in a loud and probably unprofessional fashion.
Yeah. We all heard about it. Everybody heard it or heard about it. But yes.
And and I essentially told him, go to your room. Go to your room. Lock that door and go to your room.
He was happy to go back to his little cave.
Can you imagine in 2021, with what you've seen successfully from popular radio shows and podcasts, this dude saying every segment is like a, what the hell do you call it? Every segment is like a trip. You're taking your listeners to a destination. Don't pull off the road every time you think you see something interesting. I mean, what? You got to be out of your bleeping mind. This dude, have you ever listened to a successful radio station, Ryan? Or do you only listen to the ones that you program?
Tell him why you're mad, son. Tell him why you're mad, son.
God. Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, you can imagine. You worked for him.
I was there with him. And you can't even, like, no, you're not overreacting because it is. He's talking about you without saying you. And that's one of the things I hate. What they call it? What do they call it? LeBron does. What's it called? Sub-tweeting or whatever?
Yeah, sub. Yeah. He's adding me without adding me.
That's what. That's one of my things that get me, too. And then
Alex Dono. We know Alex Dono. Alex Dono's one of the nicest guys in radio. Am I lying?
Oh, no. Awesome, man.
One of the nicest guys in radio. Alex Dono used to come on after us at 7 o'clock. We were on till 7. Alex Dono would come on at 7. Alex Dono, one night, sends us a screenshot of the text message thread that he had just had with Ryan McGuire. Dono, at 3:30 in the afternoon, driving from the bleeping falls or wherever he lives way down south, is coming to the radio station. He leaves 4 hours early to make sure he gets there in time. At 3:30, Alex Dono is caught in a traffic jam on 95 going north. And 95, or the turnpike, whatever he was on, is shut down. There is a huge accident. It's shut down. He texts Ryan McGuire, 3:30 in the afternoon. I am on the turnpike. It's shut down. I might be late for the 7 o'clock show. Ryan McGuire. Now remember, this is 2.5 hours before his show starts. It's not like Dono is trying to get there 3 minutes before the show starts. This is 3.5 hours. Dono's giving him fair warning. Ryan McGuire's response to him, I still have the screenshot. Ryan McGuire's response was, if you can't get here on time, we'll find someone who can.
People skills.
And guess what, Ryan? You're not here anymore. You're not here anymore. Jackass. Can you believe Tadano? He's telling him, I'm in a traffic jam. They have shut down the turnpike. I'm giving you 2.5 hours notice. And Ryan McGuire's response, I have it, still the screenshot. If you can't get here on time, we'll find someone who can.
That's a nasty thing to say to somebody.
Terrible human. Terrible human. All right, let's take a break. 3 o'clock hours next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hock and Crowder.
And a hot dog is a sandwich, by the way.
Good, bro?
Oh, I am good.
Yeah. Not like you can get something out there, man, and I appreciate it, and I got a bunch of texts saying they appreciate it.
Well, it's not like I didn't tell him also to his face when he was here. Well, yeah, yeah. It wasn't even like I was holding that in, but the fact that he, this many years later, is still maintaining that is a hot dog a sandwich was the wrong route to go is just galling to me based on the fact that that dude can't keep a job for more than a year and a half. That guy, like, I love the guys that'll tell you, oh, I've worked in 7 markets in 9 years. Really? Well, that means you're pretty terrible at what you're doing.
You got fired 7 times.
Like, that's not a feather in your cap. Love the people that tell you, oh, I'm on my 19th radio station. I've done this in 11 markets. Really? Huh. Well, you may want to give it up at some point. You don't sound like you're very good at it.
Oh, to get into coaching or something.
Right, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and that guy could produce the White Sox games from now till the end of time. He won't be half as good a sports producer as Victor Bermudez, no matter what he does. Mm-mm. He could go to personality lessons. He won't ever be half a nice as guy as Alex Dono is for the rest of his life. His best talent was closing his office door. The only thing he was good at. That guy could close a door like no other. Wow, Ryan McGuire, can you close a door? Woo! Guy can close a door!
You're not sneak dissing either. You're saying his full government name.
Full government name, Ryan McGuire. You can go find him on Twitter if you want.
Oh, boy. They call that savage, Hawk. You got a little savage here. I appreciate it.
Well, again, like I said, I said it.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
God bless. Dolly.
And to tell the people my side of it, which is kind of miserable, is then you snap and let everybody know what's going on, and then I walk in like a bootlegging trustee and just smile and shake their hands.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing, my man?
What's up, Mr. McGuire? Everything good today?
You're the worst program director ever. What up, Crowder? Hey, fellas, everybody okay? Everybody good? How y'all doing? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I tore him a new one in the hallway with everyone around. And it was not my best professional moment either. But I couldn't take that dude anymore. I knew I'd outlast him. Yes, I did.
Yeah, never mind. You don't need to assemble a crew.
Perhaps you know him by his radio name, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You got it in. How many days we got, Solana? Maybe one, two. We got away from.
We're on a 1-day streak of no Marjorie Taylor Greene.
All right, let's do headlines. Headlines with our own Alejandro Solana, who would have my right hand to God. Would have told Solana, listen, when you do weather,
You're saying 90% chance of no rain? That's not funny. It's not. No one understands. That's what I used to hear when he would talk to me. Listen, when you're giving weather is very serious. As you know, we're going to play a 1953 jingle, and then you're going to say the weather. And I want you to say it as if you were 1953 radio host. The time and temp here on Sports Radio 560 QAM. I'll be behind my closed door if you have any questions.
With no pictures on the wall.
Nothing.
Miserable
nothing.
That office was.
And then.
Crowder, can I speak to you? Yes, Satan. I mean, Ryan, I'm coming.
Asbestos would have actually livened up that office. God.
Okay. Well, you didn't.
All right. Go ahead, Solana. Do it Ryan McGuire style. Let's hear it Ryan McGuire style.
The Miami Heat, they'll play the Boston Celtics today, 7:30 p.m. tip-off.
Okay. Big
no,
game.
No, we can't respond. No, we can't respond, Crowder. He's just got to do time and temp and headlines, top of the hour. Close my door.
You know, the Florida Panthers, they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-0 in the regular season finale. A playoff start late next week. The Marlins, a 5-2 loss in Arizona last night. Game 2 of the 4-game series tonight, 9:40 p.m. start time. Pablo Lopez. No nickname for Pablo Lopez. We just refer to him as Pablo Lopez. He's on the mound tonight for the Miami Marlins. In
meantime,
the NBA.
Too, that guy ruined the radio station's ratings, too. Like, when he took over, like, by the time he left, the radio station's share was down, like, 2 full share points.
In the NBA.
Perhaps you should have been behind your office door a little bit longer, Ryan. Fix the station more. Had you only been given one more year, you could have put us out of business. Our guy, Jimmy the Donk, has made the greatest Photoshop. I don't know where he found Ryan McGuire's face, but he put him on a hot dog singing Sports Radio.
Oh, the jingle. You got to find the jingle.
Can you find that, Solana? Do you have that anywhere?
I'll find it. I will find that jingle.
Oh, my God. He gets here. He's like, I'm really going to put my mark on this station. I'm going to make it sound like Wolfman Jack is broadcasting here. What? Wolfman Jack hasn't been on the air since 1971. That's right. That was the heyday of radio.
WQAM. Remember.
And don't talk over the jingle. Don't talk over the jingle. The jingle is gold. That's gold.
Knicks play the Lakers tonight, 10 p.m. The NFL, they'll release its schedule tomorrow, 8 p.m. Two specials airing on ESPN2 and NFL Network. That report brought to you by Dell Technologies. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with the Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro Plus business docks, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Weather from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 90 degrees right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 75. That's all we have for weather.
I'm reading you all the texts. Thank you, all the texters. We know why you like the show. We appreciate it. There's a million texts. Somebody says, the fact that he remembers the hot dog is a credit of how good the show is. Anyone can sit and read stat sheets. Few can entertain and hold a crowd. By the way, few can entertain and hold the crowd. Had a discussion today, got very heated at my office, almost fired one of my employees for saying Batman is not half bat, half man. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having my back there.
People love it.
Yeah, now I'm reading all the texts. I mean, yeah, everybody says the same thing. This is why we listen to the show. It's why we listen to the show. You know, it's a different day and age. I understand when there weren't a million different things you could listen to. Like, the people that are listening to us, are you flipping your dial around waiting for the hot topic of the day to grab you? Or else you're going to check and see what they're talking about? I mean, you can go check on 790. We're there, too. Or you can go check on 560. We're there, too. But are you then going to flip to 940 and find out what if the hot topic of the day grabs me? I want to know what the Celtics are going to do without Jaylen Brown.
Play basketball.
Yeah.
Deep insight here. Yeah, it's different. You're right, though. It is different.
It's
that
just
whole
different.
Yeah. You can go. I tell people all the time, you can go on any damn website and get 3 for 14, you know, mm-hmm. for shooting percentage and the threes hit. And nobody wants to hear about that. They want to have fun. They want to be enlightened. They want to laugh a little bit.
And if they do want to hear about that, they'll get it wherever, like, they'll find it. It's out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll find it. This isn't the show for you then. I understand that. Like, that's the galling part to me. Like, when he writes on there, when you start the show, you've got to come out of the box with the hot... Like, no. I want to come out of the box and find out how Solana's trip to Puerto Rico was. Because he ate pasta at a Subway. That's interesting.
Bro, that Subway segment ran him hot, boy. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine... Could you imagine?
Y'all would have came to fisticuffs over that.
Oh, man.
You're talking about fettuccine?
I will not have it on my station. I want you to play the jingle, and I'll be behind my office door. I'm making a list of people who are good at their job. I'm trying to get rid of them. Starting with Victor and Andy. And I'll move on.
No competition.
Somebody texted, "We just left Mark May's house. Let's drive the bus to this Ryan guy's house."
Hey, this bus boy.
God.
Y'all got to put it on gas. This bus got him riding, boy.
All right. We'll play a little Talk About It Tuesday next, Solana. You up for it? You got some good topics?
It might be the best Talk About It Tuesday segment we've ever had, guys.
All right. You said that last week, too.
And it delivered. I delivered last week.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Ah, that song can mean only one thing. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Bow it.
Talk About It Tuesday. Talk. Crank it up, Solana. Talk. Here's another segment that Ryan McGuire would have hated, but we love.
Oh.
Alejandro Solana. I didn't realize, Solana, that you worked for Ryan. I didn't think you were here at that point.
Another great decision made by Ryan McGuire. He hired me.
Well, then it can't be too bad, then.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again.
Did you get along with him?
I may have said 5 words to him throughout my 2 years working with him. And
were you talking through the door, or was it actually to his face?
He would show up when I was already there. I was working with the Big O Show, and you know, I'd say good morning, Ryan, and it never really responded to me.
I'm not even joking. People think I'm exaggerating. People would say hello to him. And he would look at them and keep walking. Like, it was bizarre. We're in a personality business. Like, we're in a talking business. The business is talking. Solana just told you, he said 5 words to him. It would be like me becoming a barber.
I thought it was just me, too. Like, I thought he just didn't like me, maybe my man bun. I'm actually thrilled knowing that it wasn't just me, it was you, too.
Oh, he just hated talking to people, which was so weird.
We were friends. But all he say is, "Oh, you got that Dr. Pepper, do you?" I say, "Yep, bought it at the gas station." All right.
Yeah. Door closed. I mean, you know, the whole thing was like with me, I was the afternoon drive guy. He couldn't really say anything to me. He could, but like guys that were minimum wage guys or that weren't up on his hierarchy. Oh, did he bully them? And it was gross. It was gross. And I let him know.
No, you did.
Golly. All right, let's play Talk About It Tuesday, Solana. Let's go.
All right. You guys ready?
If the first question is not a hot dog a sandwich, you're doing your job wrong. No, all right. Let's pretend that was the first question. All right, let's play the game.
You ready, Crowder?
Ready, baby. Let's go.
Hawk?
I'm ready.
Steven? You ready? I'm getting a thumbs up from Steven. That means he's ready.
All right, okay. Yeah, let us know.
All right, let's play. Florida Panthers, they're heading into the playoffs. Guys, Chris Drieger or Sergei Bobrovsky in the playoffs? Who do you have more confidence in net?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. You know, as you were asking that, I started to roll my eyes and I was going to say, oh, it's Sergei Bobrovsky. Get out of here. That's nonsense. And then I started thinking to myself, man, did Drieger look good last night. Yeah. I mean, like, good, good. And they're going to be facing the same team. I guess it's not as easy a question as I thought it was going to be, because Sergei Bobrovsky is a much more highly paid goalie.
Yes. Yes.
And he's had more success in the NHL than Chris Drieger. But, man, Drieger's look good. I guess it's not, I mean, for me, if I had to choose, like, who's going to be my goalie at the start of the series and it'll be their job to lose during the series, it's Sergei Bobrovsky. But I don't think it's as easy as I was making it out to be.
Sergei's been to the playoffs more. He's won what's that called, the Vezina, the best goalie in the league.
Yeah, the goalie award, yep.
Yeah, the goalie awards. And yes, that first year, we had some questions. But this year, they were both playing. And night two, I don't mind if I see all three of them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But you got to start Bob. And I know we've been told by multiple players, Coach Q doesn't care about your salary. He doesn't care about your lineage. He just cares about the best player on the ice. But I would have to say Bob's in net to start the playoffs.
Yeah, to start the playoffs. And then if things go south, you can go to Drieger. And if Drieger's got a hot hand, you can ride him for as long as you have to. But you got to start with Sergei. Would you agree with that, Solana?
Yeah, you're both wrong there. You got to go with Drieger. He's been the better goaltender all season long. Don't start the guy that makes more money. Start the guy that gives you the best chance to win. That's been Chris Drieger all season.
I don't know if I would say he's been a better goalie all season long. I mean, Bobrovsky has been pretty damn good this season.
You talking about the stats, Solana? Because we can look them up on save percentage and games won and all that stuff.
No need to do that. I didn't do any research.
Because if you had some facts,
I have no facts. I have no research. Okay. I've done absolutely nothing to come to that opinion. It was just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, very good. Fair enough. What else you got?
Actually, Drieger has a higher save percentage.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that, but yeah. I don't think, like, he says that Chris Drieger has been markedly better than Sergei Bobrovsky this year, and I don't think that's necessarily true.
No, and Sergei played, seven more games? Yeah. So, but they're very close, 909 and 927. Like.
All right, guys, Tim Tebow out of retirement at 34 years old or Anthony Fasano out of retirement at 37 years old? Who you got?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Wait a second. Are you saying Anthony Fasano is coming out of retirement?
I am not. I am not saying he's coming out of retirement. However, if you could have Anthony Fasano at 37 years old out of retirement,
I can't believe Anthony Fasano is only 37.
Right? Exactly.
I felt like he was 37 when he was playing down here.
He got an old face.
And I'm talking about the first time he came back for like a cup of coffee a few years ago. But the first time he wasn't he on the team when you were on the team?
Yeah, I play with Anthony, and he Parcells and them brought in Fasano from Dallas.
You're telling me Anthony Fasano is the same age as Tim Tebow?
Anthony Fasano will be 37 to start the season. Tim Tebow will turn 34 to start the season.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys, I'd rather have Anthony Fasano at 37 with tight end experience over a 34-year-old Tim Tebow with no tight end experience.
I will disagree with that. I will take Tim Tebow. I think he's got a lot of years left in his legs and his playing abilities. And yes, he's learning a new position, but he's been around football for a long time. Obviously, has a history with Urban Meyer. He's beloved in Jacksonville. I don't get all the Tim Tebow hate. I really don't. And you know me, I'm not a Florida guy, so I have no kind of connection to Tim Tebow. I just find the Tim Tebow hate to be weird.
Because he should not be doing this. He failed at NFL already. A quarterback, he played his whole life. Now he's going to go switch positions, play a physical position when you've been a quarterback your whole life. You're right. It's genius to bring him to Jacksonville. Bring him as a brand ambassador. Bring him as a quarterback coach. Bring him as a scouting assistant. Bring him in if you love him, Urban, with this damn nepotism of this dude having a job. I was joking the other day. I wish Charlie Strong is an NFL job. Maybe I have a chance. He's going to fail as a tight end. The whole thing about him stealing a roster position, in camp, you have 9 tight ends any damn way. You know what he is and what's going to happen in that locker room, I'll tell you. He's a damn snitch. They're not going to respect him. Tebow's not getting – as the 7th-string tight end, Tim Tebow's not getting up in a team meeting and talking. They're going to tell him, sit down and shut up. Nobody respects you. Trevor Lawrence is our starting quarterback. Hey, 7th-string tight end, sit your ass in the back and go run down on punt team. What about running down on punt? What about kickoff return? I don't want to wish this on him. If he does make the team, which I would bet money he won't, he will get injured because he's never played a real football position. This is a joke. This is Urban Meyer bringing in his friend. I wish I had a friend like Urban Meyer to bring me in and give me a check for a couple weeks.
I mean, that's the prevailing notion. I just don't I don't agree with it. Leroy Horde, by the way, checking in via text saying, I will fight you. Chris Trieger is a lot better. He's a huge Chris Trieger fan, Leroy Horde. Huge
he's
Chris
good,
Trieger
but
fan. Oh, he's definitely good. It's great to have two good goalies.
This kid went the LeBron-Michael conversation. Same thing. Like, it's two greats, and you have to pick one between them. No, we have Bob that's playing well and Drieger that's playing well. Why can't we just have two guys playing well?
Leroy's,
what else you got, Solana?
Leroy's won a lot of money this year, by the way, betting
I know.
The under when Chris Drieger starts and betting the over
yep.
when Bobrovsky
yep.
starts. Like, his win percentage – betting
he's
those two
formula.
Is insane. It's like in the 70s.
And it came in again last night because there were 4 total goals scored last night, and that was the under.
Been waiting to get to this one all day. I don't know if you saw this, but the Food Network, they tweeted out a question yesterday that sparked an insane debate all day on Twitter. Which is the superior sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly or a grilled cheese?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it! So, that has swept the internet. Much to Ryan McGuire's chagrin, that has swept the internet for the last 24 hours. And I've thought about it. I've thought about it. The peanut butter and jelly sandwich is a superior sandwich to a grilled cheese. It's easier to make. It's easier to bring around, easier to eat in a car in front of the TV. You don't have to add anything to it. Oh, grilled cheese is good, but you add in tomato and bacon, it's even better. Nothing to add to a peanut butter and jelly. The peanut butter and jelly, and you don't have to toast the bread. Peanut butter and jelly is the superior sandwich.
Now with convenience, you're 100% correct, Hawk. You don't need no toaster, bread. It takes, what, it takes 30 seconds to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? But then you're talking about you can't eat it by the TV, you can't eat it in your car.
Well,
why
I mean,
not? What is going on? What are you doing?
I may have gone a little overboard with this easier to eat at the TV. I was...
convenience, you're correct. Peanut butter and jelly's quicker. But, bro, you can have the butter with the crisp bread and the melty cheese coming down without the bacon, without the tomato. Bro, you know a grilled cheese is more enjoyable to eat than a peanut butter and jelly.
I just, if I could only have one more sandwich for the rest of my life, it'd obviously be a hot dog. But if I could only have one more sandwich for the rest of my life, PB&J or a grilled cheese, I think I go PB&J.
Oh, for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
I think I'm with you, too. I can't pile up that cheese and bread in me. I got bad guts.
What does Steven think? Is Steven running the board at 560?
I'm going to have to go PB&J.
PB&J, superior sandwich to a grilled cheese.
No.
If you could only eat one sandwich for the rest of your life, Steven, PB&J or grilled cheese?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Is a grilled cheese made better with bacon and tomato?
I guess I haven't had it with bacon and tomato, so I'm...
Really?
I would assume it would be.
Solana, what do you think?
I would have agreed with you until I tried a grilled cheese in an air fryer. That's a game changer. It might be the best sandwich of all time. Grilled cheese in an air fryer, superior.
Well, wait a second.
And a peanut butter and jelly.
That falls into everything that we just said. Like, how convenient is it to make a grilled cheese in an air fryer?
It's much easier.
So you're saying the superior sandwich is the one that you've got to take out restaurant equipment now?
Well, you don't have to take it out because it's already on your kitchen counter. That's where I leave my air fryer. And I'm telling you right now, it is the best sandwich you can make. Grilled cheese in an air fryer superior to the peanut butter and
that's
jelly.
Not the question.
And
that's
easier,
not the question.
And easier to eat in your car, by the way. And easier to
not
eat in your
the
car.
Question. It's not the question.
Get out of here. You need butter on a peanut butter and jelly. Get
Got
out of here.
Deep fried. Who said deep fried sandwich at
deep
any
fried,
point during this question?
Deep fried. Nobody's talking about deep fried. It's air fried. Air fried, totally
Whatever.
Different from deep fried. How dare
fried.
You?
It's like saying, I go with the grilled cheese because I pair it with a slab of ribs, and the slab of ribs is superior.
It's not like saying that at all.
It's exactly like saying that.
Hey, Huck, you throw some pork in my grilled cheese, I might swing on this thing. But
it was so funny because when I was giving my explanation, I was thinking to myself, how the hell is it easier to eat out of the TV? I literally thought that to myself, and then you pointed it out. I was like, damn it. I heard it.
You walking, shaking your play. Your hands are shivering with the grilled cheese on it. Cheese on your face and shirt.
I was saying it while thinking, what kind of nonsensical point are you making, you idiot? All right. Do we have time for any more, or is that it, Solana?
Yeah, we got to get to one more.
This is it.
I've never had a grilled cheese in an air fryer, by the way. I just want to let everybody know.
That.
I just want to come clean.
In keeping with the tenor of this show, of course not.
Who do you hate more, Nick Saban or Ryan McGuire?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. That's a push for me, Crowder.
You know what? I got to go with Saban.
I'll tell you this.
He drafted me. He gave me a chance in the league. He taught me defense. Saban's way better than Ryan.
I will tell you this. Ryan McGuire did put me and Crowder together.
See?
So I would have to say Saban I hate more, right? If it wasn't for Ryan, we wouldn't be doing a show
wouldn't
together.
Wouldn't be doing it. You know what? Get credit where credit's due. But that was one of them dumb mistakes, though. Like, can't get right.
That was a dumb mistake. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That's it, Solana?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. That may have been the best rendition ever. What do you think? Solana, you vote for that one as the best rendition ever?
I do. I think that was All the right. best ever Talk About It Tuesday segment.
Crowder, you think so?
That was good.
It was good. It was good.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want to see 11 targeting penalties. Kick his ass, defense.
Hawk and Crowder.
This Ryan McGuire, our old program director, who wrote this cockamamie article for Barrett Sports Media. It's a good word, right? This cockamamie article about what traps sports radio hosts fall into that he still hears because he's such an expert. He's like the old West. He goes from town to town ruining radio stations. He has a duel with every radio station, and then he kills them.
Taking them down.
I'm looking at his fourth lesson, not selling their segments. A listener's time is valuable currency. If you want it, you need to sell them on reasons to stay. Yet I still hear a lot of empty teasing from hosts. Coming up, we're taking your calls on blank. We'll talk about Mike Tomlin right after this. These statements tell me nothing. yet I still hear them being thrown out there as if they're ways to grab people's attention. There is an art to teasing and front-selling. It's not a science, and it really isn't difficult. Hosts need to put themselves in the mindset of having to make a pitch. Just because a host thinks something is good doesn't necessarily mean listeners will have the same opinion. You're competing for tune-ins with a lot of other media. You need to give to convince them that it's their best in their best interest to stick around with you and not channel surf. I mean, it's such an old way of thinking, but it makes sense that that's one of his things, because his old way of thinking, again, Ryan McGuire gets to this station in whatever, 2000, what year was it, Solana? Do you know? It was like 2000.
I was hired in 2016, early 2016, and so he hired me. So probably mid 2015, I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe 2014 he gets it. Like, but this was his, Solana found the jingle. This was his idea of how to revolutionize QAM.
560 WQAM Miami. 96.5 WPOW HD2 Miami. We are the home of the Dolphins.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Oh, I break out in hives when I hear that. Where's my EpiPen? Give me an EpiPen.
You better not talk over it either.
Ooh. Oh, God. I mean, when is the last time you've heard a jingle like that? I mean,
small
good
world,
Lord,
Disney.
Man.
Yeah. First thing popped up.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
It gets to you. I know we're joking, but it was years of it too. Like,
oh my God, it was blistered on my soul.
No, it got to you. My goodness.
Len came in as the new program director, and the first order of business was getting rid of that godforsaken jingle. What? Even Len could figure that out.
When Len came in. And Lynn wanted to talk to me all the time. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Why is this guy keep talking to me?
That was the crazy. Like, we didn't know how to react. Len didn't want to close his door. Len smiled. I was like, huh, something's wrong with the new guy. He's smiling. He's not locking himself behind his door.
Hey, Crowder, how's your day? How's my day?
What?
Been going? You care? Yeah, man, come on, sit down.
Len, there's bad traffic driving in today, Len. Oh, well, be safe, though. Don't get in an accident. What? You don't want to threaten me with my job? Because I'm caught in traffic? I'm caught in traffic? You don't want to threaten me with my job?
Yeah, man. It was eye-opening. Couldn't positive, but eye-opening.
Couldn't believe it. Yes. I was like, Len, you know that door closes to your office, right? Len, my right hand to God, I'm not even making this up. Because I'm a people person, like I like, and the Crowder and I would get to the radio station early just so that we could schmooze, we'd talk to everybody around the office. We like having conversations, and Ryan, our program director, he would just, you know, again, I'm not joking, would lock himself in his office, lock himself. There was no, you couldn't get, you didn't know if he was there. You didn't. I could have been at the Hard Rock for all I know. He'd close that door in the morning. It opened up around 5:30, 6 o'clock. That was the last you'd see of him. And then Len gets there, and Len enjoys people as well. And Len, he starts working in that office, and he goes, you know what? I'm going to set up my computer outside, just in the bullpen area where everybody is. And I was like, you remember this?
No, yes.
And I was like, really? You're going to, he's like, yeah, I don't want to miss out on the conversations, and I want to kibitz with you guys. And it was like, what? What? Couldn't believe it.
It was a culture shock to the entire sports radio section.
It was a culture shock. It really was.
Want the jingle again?
Yes, let's hear the jingle again.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
That's how you get them. Yeah. That's how you'll get the listeners. You need a jingle that sounds like it was sung by a cigarette company advertising in the 1960s on the Honeymooners. I mean, it was like, what? What? You're what? You're bringing a jingle from when? When? What happened? Did you get a buy one, get one jingle in 1953 and you didn't cash in the second one? Miami Sports Radio, WQAM. The jingle That'll company was like, yeah, we've got somebody that actually wants this one. And they're like, really? Is it a joke? You're being pranked. You're being pranked. No, no. It's an actual major market radio station.
Send it quick. Send it fast. They're going to change their mind.
They're going to change their mind.
Send it.
God.
Yeah. When Lynn came in, it was like when I was a kid and used to go to my friend's house, and their parents would be like, what do y'all want for dinner? And I was scared to answer. I was like, this really happens? Like, you get to decide your dinner? What is going on in this house? It's crazy.
That's funny. All right. We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah, I get distracted at 4 o'clock, like up until 4 o'clock, unless the Marlins are playing a day game, up until 4 o'clock, I have CNBC on my TV here. And then after 4 o'clock, when the market closes, on Mondays and Tuesdays, I switch over to Comedy Central, because The Office is on with commercials. And you know how much I love to watch The Office with commercials. And this damn D'Angelo Vickers episodes are on right now. And it throws me off. I mean, Will Ferrell. And then I just saw, I don't know where this came from. I don't know if I can find it. But Kevin Rogers, who works here at the radio station, he tweeted out to find it. Was there a list released, Solana, about the 10 funniest movies of the 21st century?
It's on the show sheet.
I didn't see that. Oh, is it?
Yep, on the show sheet.
Who made the list?
I'll read them to you right now. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, this is 10 funniest movies of what?
The 21st century.
Oh.
So since 2000.
Right. So this was put together by IndieWire.
Okay.
You want me to go from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
Just knock them out real quick, because it doesn't really matter to me. I'm looking at it right now. I don't.
One is Sideways.
Never even seen it.
Mm-mm. Two, School of Rock.
Never saw it because Jack Black isn't funny. Terrible. So why would I see it? And how could it possibly be the best comedy of it if Jack Black is in it?
That's an iconic movie. I wouldn't put it in the top 10 of comedy movies in the 21st century, though. Number three, Lost in Translation.
A very good movie. I didn't think it was laugh out loud funny. I don't know if I would call it the best comedy of the 21st century.
This list.
Four, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Never saw it.
Pretty funny.
But great.
This list is almost sad. Nobody's making funny movies anymore.
Right.
Five, Team America, World Police.
Love it.
Never saw it.
Oh, but you would absolutely hate it.
Those guys are the guys that do the show. It's not my thing.
It's puppets. They humping on each other. You just don't watch it. You would hate it. I enjoyed it. We actually made Coach Zook go and watch it before a game in college.
Oh, I remember that story. That's a great story. He thought it was going to be like a team building.
Team America. Think about it. Team America. You're like, okay, this is going to be, come together.
Rudy.
Yes, exactly what he thought it was. And when he saw those little puppets throwing up and hunching each other, he got so hot at me. And I was a team captain and all. Team America got me in trouble.
All right, this is where the list gets good. Number six, Superbad.
Hysterical movie. I love Superbad.
Number seven, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Hilarious.
Right. Yeah, a little overrated.
Stop.
Come
it
on.
It is. It's a little overrated.
It's so many comedic gems in there with Kevin Hart walking into the store and arguing with you. Come on, man. That was funny.
A little overrated.
Number eight, Enough Said.
Never heard of it.
No.
Well, enough said.
Hey, that was better than the movie.
Number nine, Burn After Reading.
Never saw it.
That's what I'm going to do to this list.
That's funny.
Wow, look at me.
That's funny.
Look at me. Number 10, Midnight in Paris.
All right, never heard of that. I never seen that. It's a terrible list. But what got me thinking about that list is I'm watching The Office, and it's these damn D'Angelo Vickers episodes with Will Ferrell, and he ruins The Office. The greatest sitcom in television history, Will Ferrell completely, single-handedly ruins it. It's saved by James Spader playing Robert California later on. But the D'Angelo Vickers episodes are the worst episodes in the history of The Office. But I happened to see Kevin Rogers tweet out, after seeing the list of the top 10 funniest movies of the 21st century, I put together my list, and his number one is 21 Jump Street, and his number two is Step Brothers. And I see this D'Angelo Vickers, and then I see everyone raving about Step Brothers. It was on the other night, and remember, I gave Grown Ups another chance, and I liked it. You know?
Yes.
And I was like, huh, you know, maybe I'm changing as I get older. Grown Ups, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. This weekend, Rocky Balboa was on, which is the last Rocky before the Creed movies. And I thought it was terrible. I saw it in the theater, thought it was terrible. Happened to be sitting on the couch. It comes on, so I watch it. My son was sitting on the couch with me. He watched it. I got to the end of it, and I was like, you know what? That wasn't as bad as I thought. Rocky Balboa, not as bad as I thought. Step Brothers comes on like Sunday night or I don't know, Step Brothers. Mm-hmm. I try to start watching it. It is so bad. It got worse. It got worse. The movie is so bad, it hurts me. I am in physical pain, not just watching the movie Step Brothers, but knowing that everyone thinks it's so funny. It's a bad, bad movie. And I'm starting to not like Will Ferrell.
I think you're hating on Will Ferrell. Step
I loved him in SNL. But he's on my Mount Rushmore of SNL characters.
But, bro, I got a quick list. Pineapple Express came out after 2000. The Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers, that came out after 2000. Wedding Crashers after 2000. Tropic Thunder, Forgetting
Great
Sarah
movie.
Marshall, Bridesmaids.
Great movie.
Come
oh,
on, man.
Those are so.
Knocked
what about
up?
What's the
up?
One where the Beans and the Franks? What movie's that?
Oh, Something About Mary.
Something, well, that had to be after 2000, right?
Well, how the hell did you get the Beans above the Frank? I mean, you know, it's
just such a great scene, yeah.
No, 1998.
You're kidding me. That was in the 90s? Wow.
Yes, because I was going to say, Something About Mary's not on the list. You're crazy. Yeah, man, whoever made that
but
list.
But
Step yes,
Brothers.
Right. Throw that list out.
But I don't even care about that list. It's Step Brothers. Why does everyone love Step Brothers? It's a terrible movie. It's terrible.
I like two grown men getting petty and making fun of each other. That's why I like life.
But it's the same thing with this D'Angelo Vickers, where it's just like, oh, I'm just going to stand here. I'll be funny because I'm Will Ferrell. And, you know, he's sitting there with John C. Reilly, and he's like, let's just pretend like we're goofy adults that still act like kids and we'll be hysterical. And it's just not funny. It's just not funny. I don't know why everyone loves it. Do you love it, Solana?
I love Step Brothers. Yeah. I
love it.
And you know, like me and Crowder, we could probably quote the whole movie. Crowder, why are you so sweaty?
What about Steven? Steven, do you love
drums.
Step Brothers?
Cops was on.
That's right.
Oh, I remember that scene. It wasn't funny. Steven, do you like Step Brothers?
Not my favorite Will Ferrell movie, but I do enjoy it.
You enjoy it. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I do not get. And I know that I'm in the minority on this because everybody loves Step Brothers. It's always on people's lists. I just don't get it. People are texting in Bridesmaids. That was hysterical. Like, funny. There's so many funny movies from 2000 on. How did that company come up with that list?
They're crazy. I'll tell you, a movie they play a lot is Downhill with Will Ferrell. I can't stand it. It's the worst movie ever.
So
I'm not just a Will Ferrell fan. Like, there's a bunch of Will Ferrell movies that I don't like. I don't even really like Elf, and everybody loves Elf.
Stop.
Everyone love Elf? Oh, do they love Elf?
It's not Christmas if you don't watch Elf. How dare you guys?
I'm just being open about this, but Hawk, Step Brothers is hilarious.
I don't get it. And Danny Garcia, the sports bomber, Danny just texted me, Step Brothers is a steaming pile of bleep. And he never agrees with my movie takes. So I got an ally. Yeah, somebody texts in, Hawk just wants to be different. No, that's not true. I watched the movie because everyone told me how funny it is. Like, why would I not want to laugh at a movie? Like, why would I not want to laugh at a Will Ferrell movie?
It just wasn't funny. It was dumb. It was dumb.
You know, this might be like the like Project X and like some of those movies when it's just bad teenagers tearing up their parents' house. I don't find it funny, but some people enjoy it.
But I love Project X. I love that movie.
It didn't do it for me. So
the use of music in that movie, like that. I love Project X. All right, anyway.
So we have our own, to each his own, and you're choosing wrong on Step Brothers.
Sorry, we went off on a tangent, McGuire. Sorry. I meant to talk about the Panthers. Sorry. I'll get it straightened out for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Poo-poo and Endoro. Pee-pee and Endoro.
Hawk and Crowder.
Five o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. A good night of sports on tap. If the Heat can handle their business in Boston.
They got it, baby.
So, speaking of the Heat, you know I got fooled by those Tyler Hero fruit hoops, the cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Because not that they were bad. Solana and I both ate them on the air. My son was in here eating them as well. And Solana, they tasted like Fruit Loops, right? Have you finished off your two boxes, or did you save one box and ate one box?
I wanted to save one box, and there was just a night where I wanted cereal. I said, to hell with it. I'll just buy 10 more boxes at $2, and no problem. So I ate both boxes, and you're correct. They taste just like Fruit Loops.
You're not exactly a collectible freak, then, if the power of a bowl of cereal outweighed your need for the nostalgia of the cereal box.
I am a collectible freak. It just so happens I can go to my local Sedano's and buy 20 more boxes for less than you spent on four boxes.
Right. That's where I got fooled. When I say I got fooled by the Tyler Hero Fruit Hoops, when they first got announced, it was two boxes for $25 online. So I bought two boxes for me and two boxes for Solana. And I had two boxes shipped to Solana's house. And my son and I ate one box here, and then he's got one box in his room that he's, you know, saving for whatever. But then the part that I got fooled is literally 3 weeks later, before I got our shipment, right? 3 weeks later, they were at Winn-Dixie, and it was like, $2 for $5, $2 for $6. Same exact thing. Wasn't a smaller box. There was nothing different except the price.
They capitalized on fandom.
Yes.
It was smart.
But a lot of it goes to charity, so I didn't feel bad. But so I got an email today from the company that puts these out, and I don't know if I'm getting fooled again, but they have released 250 collector's edition Heroes Fruit Hoops cereal bowl bundles. So you get a box of the Fruit Hoop cereal and a Tyler Hero Fruit Hoop cereal bowl.
Oh,
$89.99. No, it's not. It's $34.99. It's $34.99. So essentially, because I can get the box of cereal at Winn-Dixie for like $4. So essentially, it's like $31 for a plastic cereal. When I talk it out, it sounds dumber.
And how many have you ordered?
Well, I've ordered only six so far, so I'm only $180 in. No, I haven't ordered any, but I was going to get a bowl and a box for me and Solana again. You think this is dumb? Am I getting fooled again?
Oh, boy, I know they love when you walk into a store. No, here comes the dummy. I got him this time. You had him last week. No, so Jack.
You think this would be a bad purchase? Because you know what the Hero Fruit Hoops box looks like? It's the pink and blue, and that's exactly what the cereal bowl looks like. And it says Heroes where the cereal and milk would go. And I mean, obviously, this is like, you know, something that you could probably order on Snapfish for, you know, $6. You send a picture of your mom, and now you have your mom's cereal bowl. But
I don't know. I kind of feel like we're in already, Solano. Like we're in on we're in on the Fruit Hoops. Shouldn't we go? Shouldn't we get the bowl?
I need that bowl. I truly need that bowl.
I mean, just, you know, I love Tyler Hero too. Let's play this out. So he goes and becomes a multi-time, you know, all-star MVP. Then he's a Hall of Famer, and now y'all sell the bowl. Like, just play it out for me. I don't understand.
This bowl is not an investment. This bowl is for enjoyment. This bowl is not going to increase in value. But, like, I have glasses at home that are Dania Highlight glasses from when Joey was playing. Like, I mean, these are from the 70s. Someone bought them for me. It might be cool 40 years from now to have a Tyler Hero cereal bowl. Right? I mean, I don't know.
So you can tell your grandkids about it?
No, like, it's for me. It's for Solana. It's for my kid. There's no stories. There's nothing. It's a cereal bowl, and it helps you eat your cereal. And it's got Tyler Hero on it.
It doesn't help you because you're going to put it on a damn nightstand somewhere. It's not helping you.
No, I'm going to use it for cereal. I'm not lying. You want one of these, Solana?
I'm in, but wait, did you specify if it has the built-in straw already in the bowl or no?
Straw?
Yeah, the built-in straw into the bowl so you can just slurp out the milk right out of the bowl.
No, it's a cereal. It's just a bowl. It's not a contraption.
Well, I mean, the best way to eat cereal is with the bowl that comes with the built-in straw already in the bowl. But it's fine. I still want this bowl. They're just missing on an unbelievable gimmick here, opportunity.
Hey, they throw that straw in there. This thing's $128. I mean, it doesn't even come with a spoon.
You'll still buy it.
You want anything, Crowder? They've got the Flutie Flakes hat. It's $12.50.
I'm good, bro. I'm good, yeah.
You want the Jumpin' Juju's Crunch Cereal Box Flats?
I've told you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. They're selling cereal box flats. It's not even the cereal. There's no cereal in here. It's just the flat box that they use to make the cereal.
Like a pizza box with no pizza and you're purchasing
it? Pretty much.
Come on. I've told you in the past, I'm a opposite of a hoarder. I'm a non-hoarder. I throw out everything. I'll throw that bowl out so fast it'll make your head spin.
Your wife want one of these Flutie Flakes? They got the women's Flutie Flakes T-shirts.
You know what? I've affected her now because she'd asked me how much they cost as soon as I brought them in the house. How much that cost? Right. Now you take that back.
All right, I got to decide quickly on these bowls because they've only made 250 of them. So I may be too late already.
I took some chicken back to Publix today. Forgot it in the bottom of the freezer. It was outdated. I took some chicken. It was like $7.50.
Stop it. How long ago did you buy it?
Months.
I mean, what are you doing for $7?
Let me give you a life hack. Publix will take back anything that says Publix on it. I don't give a damn if it's 8 years old. They'll take it back.
I am aware. All right, we got to go. Solana has got a sizzle, very quick sizzle tonight, just about 10 or 15 minute sizzle. So. Solana's got a sizzle coming up on 790 The Ticket, and then Heat Basketball coming your way. And on 560, you've got Hurricane Hotline with Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. So a little Hurricane Hotline on 560. Alex Solana with a sizzle with Solana coming up on 790, and then Heat Basketball tonight on 790 The Ticket as well. Thank you, John Crotty. Randy Moeller was on with us today. A rousing rendition of Talk About It Tuesday. That'll do it for us. Go Heat. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Funky.
Funky. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.